is 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik filling in for Dan Hurley. Next Monday begins Small Business Week, and we're focusing today on starting a new business, especially those that are arts or creative-based. Many fail before they get off the ground. How can you prepare? Joining me are public affairs specialists with the Columbus District Office for the U.S. Small Business Administration, Brooke
Beatty.
Okay, I want to make sure I got it right. Retail design consultant and SCORE volunteer Jan Tribby. Cincinnati BBB public relations specialist Sandra Guile, and senior development analyst with the City of Cincinnati Department of Community and Economic Development, Eric Denson. You can join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Our phone number is 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Hello.
Hello.
Glad to have you all here today.
Yes, well, full house today.
Small Business Week is coming up next week. Why don't you define, maybe I don't know who the best person to start is. Okay, it'll be you. Tell us, Brooke, what is a small business?
Well, a small business at the national level is anybody who has a business that employs 500 or less. And National Small Business Week, since 1963, the President of the United States has celebrated and declared this week as a time to set aside for entrepreneurs and small businesses across America. So this is a national initiative.
Now, it's quite a broad number there. When you say anything less than 500, a business of 10 versus a business of 457, those are two very different businesses. I think we're going to talk today a little bit more about the small end of the 500.
Yes.
So this week's coming up next week. Let's talk a little bit about what you have going on.
Sure. So here in Cincinnati, we have the Artrepreneur event that's happening on
Thursday, May 3rd from 3 until 4:30 at Restart Studio Design on 6th and Main Street. And it's really cool because if you are an artistic individual, you're into photography, you're into pottery, you're into jewelry making or anything like that, you've got an idea that's jotted down on a napkin, but you're not sure how to go about making that dream come alive, we've got a room full of experts right here who can help you with that.
And I want to have you say that again. It's
Artrepreneurs.
Not entrepreneurs.
Passion becomes possible. And what's really cool is we're going to have light bites and refreshments, and they'll be served by food vendors from the Finley Kitchen beginning at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to have sweet and savory. We're going to have coffee. It's going to be excellent. And then we're going to have networking from the U.S. Small Business Administration, from the City of Cincinnati, from SCORE, and from Better Business Bureau about all these great resources that you can learn how to develop a business plan, set up a budget. Where can I get financing? Where can I get assistance? Where can I maybe find a place to set up my shop or my business? Then we're going to have co-founder of Brave Berlin and Blink organizer Steve McGowan as our keynote speaker. We're really excited about this. And he's going to talk about his personal successes and struggles as a small creative business owner. He'll also reflect on the surreal success of Blink Cincinnati. After his speech is over, at the conclusion, as people are exiting the venue over at Restark, we're going to distribute 150 free day passes for the Cincinnati Bell Connector. And we're going to give you a map. And there is going to be, I believe, four businesses on the Cincinnati Bell Connector route where you can stop and get off and talk to those business owners.
And these are small businesses.
These are small businesses. They're either SCORE clients or they're BBB accredited.
And we want to say that we do have information about all of this on our website, WVXU.org. You've mentioned SCORE several times, and I'd like to go to Jan and tell us what SCORE is.
Well, SCORE is a national all-volunteer organization. There are over 300 chapters in the United States, and we're a resource partner of the Small Business Administration. Our local chapter here in Cincinnati is over 50 years old. We have about 100 volunteers, and we provide free mentoring and low-cost educational services to people who are either starting a new business or are in business already. We serve about 1,200 clients a year, and we've helped create about 500 jobs a year.
Locally?
Yes.
Locally. Let's go to the whole idea of somebody has an idea. They want to start a business. It's going to be small. It's going to be 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 people if they can really grow it to that. Where do they start? You know, you've got your idea. What do you do next? Eric?
Well, there's a couple of options, and that's where Cincinnati is very fortunate, I believe. A couple of options are, one, we can They can start with a SCORE mentor.
Right.
We have a couple of nonprofits in town that provide that service for free as far as business planning. SCORE is one, and the Small Business Development Center is another. We get a lot of calls from people that want to start a business, and so we sort of screen them to find out where they are in the process, how much time they have to put toward it, because a lot of these people are
Time and money, both.
Both, actually. And some people are working and want to try to do something on the side. And those situations, SCORE and the SBDC makes a real good match because they can work around their schedule. They set up appointments with SCORE counselors to do that. If you're interested in actually doing some coursework to determine whether you have a viable idea, there's a lot of nonprofits around town that can take you through a 9 or 10 week course to develop your idea. A couple of nonprofits are Mortar is one, Aviator Accelerators, and Artworks has a program as well. And so there are some options, depending on how much time you have, that we like to refer people to.
Let's talk about what they might hear, though. I mean, some people may not be sure they even want to make that call yet because they don't even know if they have enough knowledge or a good enough idea. Do you first take your idea and try to figure out if it would make sense to make that a business? Or do you look first for funding? Where do you begin with, you know, what guidance would they get?
So the U.S. Small Business Administration is a federal agency that actually works with SBDCs and SCORE. And really, we help small businesses and entrepreneurs start their business, whether that's access through counseling. And when you're in those first stages, when you connect to somebody like a SCORE counselor or SBDC counselor, they help you go through your business plan step by step. And that's really the first part of starting your business.
You've got to start a business plan.
Right.
And, you know, you've talked about people who are artists and, mm-hmm. and they're creative and they paint beautiful pictures or they do beautiful beadwork or they take great photographs. Those are not necessarily people that have had any business training.
This is true. They have more of the creative side. They know what they want to do. They envision it, but maybe they don't have the business side. And that's where BBB is kind of the catalyst, because then we can point them to these resources. And maybe once they become established, they can come back and apply for accreditation, saying you can trust me as an artist, or you can, you know, contract me out to design or even architectural work where I can set up those paintings in your office. So that's kind of where BBB fits in with the other three organizations.
And I would also add, too, there is a very strong connection between somebody who is an artist and somebody who's an entrepreneur. Both want to create something unique that isn't there. They want to fulfill a need that isn't met yet.
Our phone number, if you have a question or a comment, 513-419-7100. You can also email those questions to talk@wvxu.org. We're on Facebook and Twitter as well, and you can post your questions there. But if a person truly wants to sell their work or be creative, should they really think that they may need to hire somebody even part-time to handle the paperwork, the books?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that SCORE tries to do is help our clients understand their strengths and their opportunities. And for their opportunities, we often advise them to contract with someone to do the things they can't do that well themselves. It just makes a much better mix, and it takes some of the pressure off of the entrepreneur to be an expert in all things.
And that wouldn't, as you say, contract with somebody, that doesn't have to be a full-time employee of your
business. Exactly. May be hiring an accountant. For certain, they need to hire a lawyer now and then. And it may be hiring somebody to do their social media, because that may not be their strength.
So I believe you asked before which comes first, the idea or the money. I think you probably should test the idea first before you put too much money into it. You need to find out whether that service or product is needed. And all of that comes out through going through that business plan. Who's your customer going to be? How much you're going to sell your product for? All of that you need to figure out first before you go out and try to lease some space and all that type of thing, because you don't want to be encumbered with those types of obligations without knowing whether the public even wants what you're selling.
And what's really cool about Artrepreneur is that it's an open forum where you can approach other business owners and you can say, what did you do first? Did you go to one of these agencies first, or did you just kind of start sticking ideas on a wall on a street corner and see if it did work and to see if there was a need before you actually took the next step?
What about for people that, you know, the internet is out there now and things can be a lot less expensive because you can have your Etsy business or just a small business on the web where you don't need an actual building. You can work out of your home. Do you find that those businesses have a better chance of a good start because they're not investing as much, or does it matter?
I think it's a different kind of beast. I think that when you work to sell products or services online, you really have to understand that marketplace, how to reach customers, how to build a following, versus the kind of marketing that you might do for a bricks and mortar store or for an office that delivers services. The methods may not be the same, but you're still trying to reach customers, whether it's online or in person. And I think we have to help our clients sort out what's the best methodology to get to the greatest number of customers for them.
Eric, did you?
Yeah, I totally agree. It's a different way of trying to get your product out to the public. And you know, going into business is very difficult. It's not for everyone. There's a lot of competition. Somehow you have to set yourself apart from the competition, whether it's on price or on quality of service or product. And by doing it online, that's maybe a softer way to try to enter the market. So, you know, that's good for a lot of people. It's probably definitely better than trying to just get right into a storefront without testing it first.
But as a side note, too, though, as a small business, you're injecting a lot more money into your local economy as a small business owner. Yes, your biggest competitor is going to be an online business. Would you not agree, Brooke?
I would definitely agree with that. But I also agree that small businesses, especially in Ohio, make such a big impact. I mean, there are more than 940,000 small businesses in the state of Ohio, and they employ about 2.1 million people in the state.
So there's quite an economic impact from small business then.
Yes.
What are some rookie mistakes small businesses make that if you said, oh, if they just would have known, they probably could have done better? Rookie mistakes.
Excellent question.
There are many, many. There are many points here.
We have a little time.
They try to start a business without resources. They don't have funding. They don't have partners if they need partners. Quite often, we find clients who want to rent a space before they have a business.
Oh my!
And just that's a big mistake.
Cool
mistake.
Building. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I found a building. Now I want to open a business. We wouldn't recommend that on
that's
a normal
right.
basis. What other instances have you
and
found?
Some
Eric?
People we run into pay for services that are free sometimes.
For example, what could that be?
Helping to do a business plan, for one. There are consultants that will help you do that, but then there are groups out there that will do it for free. Mm-hmm. And so those are just the types of decisions we try to help people with when we get those calls. Don't pay $1,000, $2,000 to someone to help you do a business plan when you can actually do it yourself, learn more about the business you're trying to create, and save that $1,000, $2,000 toward marketing once you get your business started.
Or they don't have plans for cybersecurity and protecting information that they're collecting. Or maybe they don't realize they're being spoofed or scammed once they do have their business set up online until it's too late and they're being held hostage or something else is coming up that they don't know what to do or how to exit out of it.
And we're from the government, and we can help.
Some people.
We're a free resource, and if you ever have questions about a resource or somebody that you're not sure is 100% certified, then come to us. We're here, and we can tell you whether it's a valid service or not.
I definitely second that. I mean, whatever city you're in, reach out to your local government first, just to find out what's available, whether it's through loans or assistance, getting your business off the ground, tax incentives, whatever it may be, try to find out what's available first and then move on to what may be next.
Let's talk a little bit, Jan, about how soon a business that's starting up can expect to actually be in the black and be making money.
I would say that it's so hard to give kind of a global answer, but I would say 2 years is a reasonable time period to say you should be making money at the end of 2 years. Very successful people may see some profit at the end of 1 year.
So you
but it is not an immediate thing because you have startup costs and you have unknown expenses that you're going to run into as you set up a business. So you're going to have probably more expenses up front than you might anticipate. If you have a good business plan, you'll know what most of those are. But inevitably, there's something that comes up. And we would say profitability should start showing up in year two.
So that's something people need to keep in mind. They have to have some money to live on in the meantime.
Right. And sometimes they need the emotional support of family members who might be carrying the breadwinning responsibility while this business gets set up. So it may not be that they have money in the bank, but they have somebody who is working and helping to provide living expenses.
I would think that that's kind of tricky. When you coach people, do you if a couple, if it's a married couple or a couple that's been together for a while, a couple of partners, do you bring them in together and say, you got to support each other in this regard? Or
we might bring a couple in, but for the most part, we work directly with the client. But I think one of the great things that the SCORE mentorship can offer is the emotional support to provide an objective point of view to someone who's trying to start a business. Quite often we see that people are really depending on their family and friends, and as much as their family and friends may love them, they may not really understand what this business is about. So a SCORE mentor is able to be objective and provide professional, experienced information and direct a client to resources that will be helpful.
Our phone number is 513-419-7100. John called in with a question or a comment. John, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Sounds like a great show. I'm sorry that I missed most of it, but I got into my car and got into the discussion. I wanted to offer, number one, I want to second the thought about SCORE. It's a terrific organization, and Jim Staley, who runs it in Cincinnati, is a fantastic person. The second thing is that there's a book, and I apologize if this has already been mentioned, that's targeted at people who want to start businesses. It's been around for about 20 years. It's one of the best-selling business books of all time. It's called The E-Myth Revisited. And the author is Gerber. I don't remember his first name. But everybody that I've recommended it to has said that it was extremely enlightening about helping people understand how to get from, or the challenge is getting from a skill they have or a solution to a problem they may have to turning that into a successful business.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. Are you an entrepreneur yourself?
I run a business accelerator, among other things, in Cincinnati.
Great. Well, thanks so much.
We use that book. In fact, it's the first thing that people have to read when they go through our program.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
we certainly appreciate it. We certainly appreciate that very much. We are almost out of time, so one last tip from each person in 10 seconds.
Please contact us at scoreworks.org.
You can contact us at choosecincy.com.
There are not only small business templates. There are 30-minute tutorials on SBA.gov that'll help you from anything from social media to marketing, finance. So those are just some of the great resources at SBA.gov.
Entrepreneur is just one of the many events that your Better Business Bureau hosts throughout the year. Space is limited. Get your tickets today at bbb.org or Eventbrite.
And if all of that was just too much to remember, go to wvxu.org where we have links to everything so you can find it all. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Thank
you. Certainly appreciate it. We've been talking about small business success. My guests today were public affairs specialists with the Columbus District Office for the U.S. Small Business Administration, Brooke Betty, retail design consultant and SCORE volunteer Jan Tribby, Cincinnati BBB public relations specialist Sandra Guile, and senior development analyst with the City of Cincinnati Department of Community and Economic Development, Eric Denson. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. Our assistant producer was Selena Reeder. Today's technical director was Josh Elstro. Archives of our program are available on our website, wvxu.org. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, filling in for Dan Hurley. Here and Now is next.